I bet that most of you have a favorite song, something that reminds you of a favorite place or person. But how about a favorite function? No, I don't mean something like a black tie affair or a tailgate party. I mean a favorite mathematical function. Mathematical functions are like processing plants that take a number as its raw material and then from this input produce a number according to some rule. For example, one function is the squaring function. When we put in a number, out comes the number squared. So the input 2 produces 4, the input 3 produces 9, and so on and so on. So probably most of you have a favorite song, but very few of you have a favorite function. And what I'd like to explain to you today is that, in fact, the two aren't so different. You see, music, or more generally sound, can be described as a function. And it's this discovery that's at the heart of things like your compact disc player, cellular phone, and even this radio broadcast. When you hear something that, shall we say, sounds like music to your ears, this is in fact the end result of a very complicated sequence of events in your brain that was initiated by vibrations of your eardrum. The vibrations are caused by billions and billions of air molecules crashing against the eardrum. Together, they act like waves crashing against a big rubber seawall. These waves are in turn the result of things like plucking a guitar string, hitting a key on the piano, or blowing into a saxophone. Each one of these actions causes a bunch of air molecules near the instrument to be disturbed, like dropping many pebbles into a pond all at once. And the resulting waves are sent merrily on their way towards you, the listener, and your eagerly awaiting eardrum. The corresponding function is one that takes a number representing the time elapsed since the instrument was played and returns a number that measures how far and in what direction your eardrum has moved at that instant. In this way, your average piece of music can be a pretty complicated function, but nevertheless, it's possible to think of it as a combination of much more simple functions, or sounds, that are even more simple than individual instruments. These basic atoms of sound are pure tones, like those produced when a tuning fork vibrates. Tuning forks are those metal objects that look like a big U stuck on top of a handle. When you whack the U part, it vibrates and emits a very pure note or tone. Tuning forks are able to vibrate at very precise frequencies. The frequency of a tuning fork is the number of times that the tip goes back and forth in a second. And this is the same for a particular tuning fork, no matter how hard you hit it. The human ear is capable of hearing sounds that vibrate all the way from 20 times a second to those that vibrate 20,000 times a second. Low-frequency sounds are like bass notes, and high-frequency sounds are like treble notes. In terms of functions, if we look at how the tip of the tuning fork is moving over time, we see it's moving back and forth from its greatest displacement in one direction all the way back to just about the same displacement in the opposite direction. When we measure this back-and-forth motion, we get certain kinds of functions that some of you may remember from trigonometry class, functions called sines and cosines. So, any sound can be represented as a combination of different amounts of sines and cosines of varying frequencies. The mathematical subject that explains sounds in this way is called Fourier analysis, named after its discoverer, the great 18th-century mathematician Joseph Fourier. So, favorite tune, favorite function, why it's the same thing, right? Well, almost. Just try asking the band at your next big party if they'll play cosine of x squared for you and see what sort of look you get. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.